Now, since this is the personality, this is the child. This is body, mind, consciousness. Body, mind, consciousness is going to have its way through the face. This knows it. So this stays out of the picture. It's waiting for you to really get serious about something up here. But all of this brain here, put your fingers together like this, and then do this. These are nerve fibers and nerve lines coming from those little nerve pulses up here, these little trees. They're all brought into highways or streams, and then they are connected into a major trunk line, and it looks like this. If you put these fingers over the brain and bring the trunk line together, the trunk line ends at the guardian. So all of the brain's neural passageways comes into one large freeway that has a stop and pay at the thalamus, right here. It's called the guardian. So all of the nerves, all the information that has to get down here to the lower body, because everything you put up here is the reason why this body is functioning. It has things that it silently does that keeps the body going, but any new dreams for, say, physical repair on a tear, repaired on a scab, a belly ache, constipation, all of those have to come right up here. And unless they come here, the body stays in trauma. So it's important that this dream, it's not a word now, it's an image, that image where your star is gets down here to the lower part of the body. But it gets filtered through the corpus callosum, through the pineal, sixth seal, right to this entity, the guardian, the great warrior posted outside the door. And this entity then puts everything through a reticular formation that forms from the thalamus down past the pons, going into the brainstem. And this reticular formation looks like a slanted lacework effect. And it's not nerves. It's not those nerves on the brain. It's a magnificent labyrinth. Now, you're looking at a slice. You're looking at the reptilian brain laid open, and its information center. Its information center does not look like the brain. It looks like slanted lacework. It's a labyrinth. So information enters this labyrinth that is completely controlled by the reptilian brain. And if it approves the information coming from the frontal lobe, in lightning flash display, it will allow that information to start passing down the nerves that come out of the reptilian brain, another trunk line that is the sympathetic and central nervous system, and it goes all through the body. So if the little toe has a cut on it, the frontal lobe is aware of it because it's got pain, and it sees the cut, it has an image, it knows it's damaged. Then by getting that information to the frontal lobe, it had to pass through the reptilian brain in order to make the form. And only when you make a form up here can the body start repair. So what happens? You want to take care of it, but how do you take care of it? You run to the medicine cabinet, and you start pulling out all the information, and you start keeping it clean, you start docking it, you're afraid, and you're very careful, and that's how you take care of it, and that pacifies the personality, and the reptilian brain lets all that information go back up and allows you to do that. Information coming from the little toe has to come through the reptilian brain in this labyrinth. And based upon the sensor that sits here, it'll let that information go right up to the brain, and no matter what you're doing, suddenly you'll feel pain. But how do you feel pain? You don't feel pain unless it hits the brain. If it didn't hit the brain, you wouldn't feel any pain. How many of you understand that? So be it. Now, how many of you have had your foot hurt It hit the brain, it was in pain, but you were doing something and you had to continue on with it. And so you willed yourself forward in spite of the pain, and the pain diminished. How many of you have had that experience? So be it. Now, I want to ask you, who made that possible? Was it the personality, or was it this organ here, something else? Who made that possible? Because the personality doesn't work that way. The personality stops, feels the pain, it's supposed to, and then gets up and does something about it. That's the personality's response, is the Medical Association. Now, but if there's something else that has determination, it does not come from the personality, it's a desire to go on, and that desire comes from this mind. And this is the mind that interferes in the brain's dream, and it wants to go on. So what does it do? This part of the brain, the reptilian brain, has exclusivity to the frontal lobe. It can bypass all of this brain. It has a trunk line that goes directly there. It has direct access to the eyes, to the ears, to the nose, to the mouth. It has direct access to this silent area without it ever having to come through any of this. So what does it do? It immediately intercepts that pulse. This little fella here is in agony. It's screaming. It has a thermal noise happening. That's why your foot gets very, very hot, because it hurts. Because there's thermal noise created by the pulsation of these neurons as a disturbed nerve. The disturbed nerve is reporting activity in the cells. The cells are bruised and damaged and they are in contraction. They are reporting to the nerves. The nerves in turn are pulsing at a very fast rate, an infrared rate. That's why the foot gets warm. And that information is coming up through the spinal cord, comes right up here, and it has to go through the sensus labyrinth. And the minute that pain hits this, it just keeps working it around through these reticular formations, and it will not allow it to hit the frontal lobe. And when it has run through here, then this mind sends a counter to the pain back down. Not this mind, this one sends the counter down, and the counter, answering the request from the foot, is a soothing, quiet response electrically. So what happens is, here's your little cell in your foot, has all these hairy little things around it, it's bathed in aqueous substance of a chemical nature. This nerve ending reports to this cell, and it does through pulses, dot, dash, and it starts firing at a very slow rate. This then receives the information, and it starts to relax, and the heat goes away, and there's no more pain in the frontal lobe. Turn to your neighbor and explain the process. Starting with the nerves from the brain entering through the pituitary into the pineal, stopping, this the guardian. You may begin.